working. But anyway,
yeah, no problem.
Thank you for holding. And so I'm rolling now. We're going to air this on Monday because I know Monday is the day, well, the last day that you're asking people to support the legislators. And I believe, is the bill going to be heard on Tuesday?
It'll be heard on Monday.
Oh, it will be heard on Monday. Okay. So this will broadcast first thing Monday morning. So, Daniel, first of all, I'm going to just set your volume level here. Can I get you to say your name a couple of times?
Sure. It's Daniel Ramos. My name is Daniel Ramos.
Okay. Coming through loud and clear. Well, Daniel, tell us about this effort to ban conversion therapy. For people who aren't familiar with it, what exactly is it?
So over the past 4 years, One Colorado has led efforts to ban the practice of conversion therapy here in Colorado. The bill itself would ban state-licensed mental health professionals from practicing conversion therapy on LGBTQ minors. And so conversion therapy is any effort aimed at changing someone's sexual orientation or their gender identity. And it can be something as simple as using techniques of guilt and shame. So if you were sitting across from someone having a conversation, they could be using techniques of guilt and shame so that you feel bad about who you are and believe that who you are, who you love, needs to change. So those efforts here in Colorado with the passage of this bill would no longer be allowed by state-licensed mental health professionals.
And how widespread is this right now, particularly amongst licensed mental health professionals?
Yeah. So it can be challenging to identify conversion therapists. There is a new report that just came out that there are currently practitioners in Colorado who have set up practices to change young people's sexual orientation or gender identity. Last year, One Colorado conducted a survey on LGBTQ health disparities, and what we found was that almost 1,000 people who took the survey reported that in some way or form they had experienced conversion therapy. So the other thing that's challenging about this is that many folks don't hold themselves out as conversion therapists, but they use language like gender and sexuality specialists or gender and sexuality therapists. And so it can be really challenging. And so for people to know that that any effort aimed at changing their sexual orientation or their gender identity is in fact conversion therapy.
So given the difficulties of actually identifying therapists who don't blatantly or explicitly say or advertise that this is what they do, and yet this is the practice that they have, how then will this be regulated? If this law were to pass, how would you be able to find out exactly who's participating in this in the state?
So what this bill would do is it would prohibit state-licensed mental health professionals from practicing conversion therapy. And the way that would be enforced with this bill is that this bill would provide the state licensing boards and the Division of Occupations and Professions to discipline practitioners who are continuing to practice conversion therapy even after this bill is signed into law. And so the enforcement mechanism for ending conversion therapy by state licensed mental health professionals would be through the Division of Occupations and Professions. The challenge is that, as we've seen here in Colorado, that as more and more states are passing bans on conversion therapy, that in Colorado, in Denver specifically, our Archdiocese of the Catholic Church has actually called for an expansion of conversion therapy, has called upon other clergy to be opening up conversion therapy clinics within their churches, and essentially double down on their conversion therapy efforts. And so on one end, we can ban state-licensed mental health professionals from practicing conversion therapy, and it's unfortunate that at a time when we're seeing the impacts of conversion therapy or other efforts, that we see those efforts decreasing the mental health outcomes for LGBTQ young people, it's unfortunate that the Catholic Church has said that they are calling for more conversion therapy, that they want to continue to endanger more LGBTQ young people, and that this is a practice that they in the church will continue to practice.
Well, in terms of what the impact is on young people, because it's young people who you're hoping will be protected in the scope of this bill that will be discussed on Monday at the state legislature. I know that there's a coalition of groups that are supporting this bill, including many suicide prevention advocates. So what is the connection between those suicide prevention advocates and suicide prevention and a conversion therapy bill? I mean, what are the mental health impacts on these young people who are subject to it?
So every mainstream medical and mental health association has signed on to say that that conversion therapy is not therapy, that it is not founded in science, and that it in fact does more harm than good. Because when you sit down with a young person and you guilt them or you shame them into thinking that who they are is bad, it's wrong, and that it needs to change, it decreases their confidence. It increases their levels of depression and anxiety. And unfortunately, it also increases the thoughts that they have about suicide and perhaps even the attempts of suicide. So knowing that as every major medical and mental health association has said, is that we need to prioritize giving LGBTQ young people and all youth, all people, we need to give them affirming medical and mental health services that affirms exactly who they are. And that doesn't tell them that they need to be changed, and that doesn't and that isn't practicing any type of conversion therapy on those individuals.
Have there been previous efforts around this? What's the history of this at the state legislature?
This is the fifth year that this bill has been introduced. We at One Colorado have run this bill every year, we've passed out of the House with bipartisan support. But unfortunately, for the last 4 years, the Senate Republican leadership had sent this bill to the kill committee every single year, and so the bill was not able to be debated on the Senate floor for folks to discuss how we protect LGBTQ young people with the passage of this bill. So this bill this year will actually be the first time that we expect this bill to get out of committee. We expect it to go to the floor of the Senate, and we expect it to also pass. In the House, it passed with bipartisan support. We expect bipartisan support in the Senate. And after that, it will be on its way to the governor's desk for his signature to make sure that LGBTQ young people are no longer subjected to the harmful and the discredited practice of conversion therapy in Colorado.
And lest anyone forget, of course, our governor is the first openly gay governor in Colorado, if not other states as well.
Yeah, the signage of the ban on conversion therapy will be a historic moment for our country. It'll be a state where our first openly gay governor will sign a ban on conversion therapy. It's another way to send a really strong message that we affirm all people, including LGBTQ people, for who they are and who they love. And that's how we will continue to be a state that is open to all.
So this is happening on Monday. What exactly is happening on Monday? Is it heard in committee or is it being debated on the Senate floor?
Yeah, so on Monday we'll have a press conference. So we have a number of speakers, including survivors of conversion therapy, faith leaders, medical and mental health associations. And we also have our former Republican Attorney General, Cynthia Kaufman, our current Attorney General, Phil Weiser, and others who will be speaking in support of the bill. And then after the press conference, we'll go into Senate committee. And so the bill will be discussed. We'll provide testimony in support of our bill. The bill will be voted on in committee where we expect it to pass. And then we will be on our way to the Senate floor where the full Senate will have the opportunity to debate the bill and hopefully support this bill to ban conversion therapy in Colorado.
Well, we will put more information about the bill and the times that people, if they choose to attend the committee, maybe want to have their voices heard or weigh in on this particular issue. We'll put more information at kgnu.org. And I know that One Colorado also has information on your website. Daniel, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks very much, Daniel. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.